The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Christy Matthews. Michelle usually does our intro. I think she does it better. I have to work on that. But I'm doing it today because I am doing an introduction for Michelle's when she's interviewing a dear friend of hers about a big toast at a wedding. Before we start that, I need to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Manly Bands, wedding bands for men. You can visit the website at www.manlybands.com. These rings are cool and stylish, and they're unique, and they are made of really interesting materials. Everything's durable and strong. There's like tungsten and wood inlays, turquoise. There's rose gold plated rings, stainless steel. It's just a really cool website. And the prices are great. The average price for a ring is at about $150, which we think is awesome. There's great customer service, quick turnaround, and a foolproof return policy. Manly Bands was kind enough to send Michelle and I each an example, which is one of their rings. And I actually got my favorite one, the blue steel. And my husband is wearing it now, and he gets a lot of compliments. If you want to order one of the bands, you will get a 15% discount by entering the promo code, all caps, TBWPP. So thank you to Manly Bands. Okay, so in this episode, Michelle is interviewing her friend Sarah about Sarah's matron of honor toast at her sister's wedding. And this was a wedding that Michelle was a planner for. And I've said it so many times on the podcast, toasts are my favorite parts of a wedding. I love the sentimentality. I love getting to know my clients on a personal level. I just think there's nothing like people standing up in front of a crowd to just love on a couple and to share their experiences and the anecdotes, and they're funny and they're poignant and they can be emotional. You know, a great toast is just, it's memorable. It's just a great moment, and it's a rare opportunity to really see someone, to see their relationship. And I just love that. And I always feel honored when I get to listen to one. I recently was on the other side of that, and I gave a toast for my best friend at her wedding, and I felt an immense amount of pressure to do it because I love her so much, and she stood up at my wedding and gave a toast. Plus, I was in a room full of, there were at least half the guests were actors or theater people of some sort, so I knew that the bar was set really high. So I can relate to what Sarah describes in this episode about how much pressure she felt to just really hit it out of the park. And she also goes into detail about why she said what she said, and it's really a heartfelt story. So we hope you enjoy it. You can check our show notes out on the website for some advice and insight about wedding toasts. And we will be releasing a quick focus episode soon about how to write a great toast. So full of useful information there. So on that note, without further ado, enjoy Michelle and Sarah.
I want you to, okay, this is how I say your last name. Remage.
Remage.
Damn it.
It's not unfancy.
It's fancy, yeah.
It used to be Remage.
Why did it change?
I don't know. Someone in Duncan's family made it unfancy.
Remage Healy is Duncan's last name.
Mm-hmm.
Duncan's her husband.
His parents hyphenated.
So it's his mom and his dad's last name.
Mm-hmm.
And you dropped Haig.
Yep.
Okay. So this is Sarah Remage Healy, who is a very dear friend of mine. And we know each other for quite a few years now. Our children went to the same preschool. And also, like, our husbands kind of bonded one day, like, at a birthday party here.
I think so.
And that's
was it here?
It was here. And Duncan was dressed to the nines with, like, his bow tie and stuff.
Because it was a fancy Nancy party.
Really? Because I could swear, like, after that I saw him dressed like that
again. It's possible.
he just kind of went through a phase like that or
it
something.
It might have been, but I think it was the Fancy Nancy party that started that outfit.
Did you tell him what to wear?
No, I think Dylan did.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
So Sarah and Duncan have three daughters, beautiful daughters, Dylan, Bailey, and Gracie. They all look different to me.
Completely different.
Right?
Completely.
They have the most beautiful hair. And they're just, you guys are such a pretty, pretty family.
Thank you.
And so one day last year, you're like, hey, my sister's getting married. Like, maybe I should like hook you guys up. And I'm like, yeah, hook it up.
It worked out so perfectly.
It worked out so perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, from the moment I talked to them on the phone, I was like, they're awesome. And, like, we just were laughing. And then, like, I would hear stuff from you. And then I would hear stuff from them. And then I'd hang out with you and be like, did you hear da-da-da-da about the wedding?
Yeah. We got inside details from both sides.
We did.
It was really nice.
We did. So I asked Sarah if she would be on an episode of my show because her toast at the wedding was freaking awesome. And I thought, like, many people put so much into it, emotion, love, you know, backstories, you know, kind of like jokes. And I thought, what if we kind of take this toast and really, like, talk about it. Like, what parts were, like, the secret of stuff nobody knows about? What were the funny parts about? Like, so I just was thinking, start by reading the toast. Read the toast. So let's ding, 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 ding,
so
ding,
pretend
ding.
I'm at the wedding.
So we're pretending you're at the wedding, and I actually have a glass of beer in my hand, so this will be perfect.
Yeah, I have my rosé handy.
Okay. All right, go.
All right. I think I've met almost everyone, but just in case, I'm Sarah, Lindsay's sister, and Lindsay and Stephanie's maid of honor. I tried to get them to let me be lady of honor, but as I was reminded many times during this wedding planning process, it isn't my wedding, and it's not all about me. But before we continue with this amazing night, I would like to share just a few words. Growing up, my sister was better than me at pretty much everything. Making friends, she was friends with absolutely everyone. Sports, school, and she was certainly much better than me at yelling like a monster when danger comes near. And Linz, I hope when it comes to picking the love of your life and marriage, you will be even better than me as well, because if you are, you are both luckier than most will ever know. But just in case, I do have one piece of advice for you. Stand by each other like you have already done so many times before for us. Stephanie, you met our family with our imperfectly kept house, with toys and dirty fingerprints, and still stood by us. You listened to our unbending Christmas visitation demands and traditions and still stood by all of us. Lindsay, you have literally seen me at my absolute worst, and when the world has crushed almost every inch of my heart and soul, and still you stood by me. You not only stood by my side, you picked me up so I could stand again and stand by your side here today. Almost 11 years ago, one hate girl was lost to the most wonderful man. Today, I could not be happier to have you, Stephanie, take that slot. This last year has been so fun. All the details, talking hair, dresses, colors, flowers, and fuzzy blankets. Without totally offending you, Linz, Stephanie, you're like the sister I never had. As all of you who are here know, we are lucky to be loved by these two. They love hard and are beyond loyal to their friends and family, and they throw a mean party. And now to end with a more eloquent author's words. We hope you have a lovely day. Your marriage is one of the best. Lindsay, you are good for Stephanie, and Stephanie, you are great for Lindsay. I am happy to be your sister, Lindsay. And Stephanie, I'm also happy to be your sister-in-law. So please raise your glasses to Lindsay and Stephanie.
Yay! Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay, so now that we've heard Sarah's toast in its entirety, enjoy this fancy editing I did. It's very choppy, I apologize, but I'm an amateur. We're going to go paragraph by paragraph and hear Sarah's dissection of this really great toast.
I think I've met almost everyone, but just in case, I'm Sarah, Lindsay's sister, and Lindsay and Stephanie's maid of honor. I tried to get them to let me be lady of honor, but as I was reminded many times during this wedding planning process, it isn't my wedding, and it's not all about me.
So I love that. So they had no wedding party other than you.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Yeah.
It was Sarah. Matron of honor, which you hate. You got so mad and I was like, she's the matron of honor, yeah. Right? You're like, don't call me that. So you are the lady of honor.
I wanted to be the lady of honor.
So this is funny. It isn't my wedding. It's not all about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about them.
But before we continue with this amazing night, I would like to share just a few words. Growing up, my sister was better than me at pretty much everything. Making friends, she was friends with absolutely everyone. Sports, school.
Okay, those people, like, I had so much fun at this wedding because they were all of her bestest friends, and yeah. They were awesome.
They were amazing.
It was so fun.
They hugged me like they had known me for my entire life, and, like, they loved me because I was Lindsay's sister.
Yeah.
It was, she's loved.
Yeah.
And she was certainly much better than me at yelling like a monster when danger comes near.
Yelling like a monster when danger comes near. Okay, what is that?
She would hate me for it, but I had to throw in a little dig. There was a moment, and it's bittersweet because it was on the way back. I was in college at the time. I was a senior in college, and we were both visiting home. One of my best friends from growing up had died in a car accident, and we had just gone to her funeral. Mm. But as my family totally is, we laugh at very inappropriate times. And
that's nervousness.
Yes.
Right?
And we had already done that, but we were heading back to drop me back off at school. And according to Lindsay, a car was coming close to our lane. She was in the back seat with me. And my dad was driving, and she just let out this guttural roar, like, from this monster within that we have never heard from again and just can't ever let her live it down. And she's so embarrassed by it. And she was slamming on the window, like, a warning.
Like, she couldn't, get the words out, but rather, like, I just have to make a noise because we're going to get hit by a car.
It was
right
amazing.
Now.
And instead of any of us being scared by it or, like, reactive, we all laughed at her because it was just hysterical. And I'm sure we were exhausted. And so we bring it up every once in a while. And she gets so mad at us that she was trying to save our lives from the car that was crossing lanes on the highway. So.
And did you even realize why she was screaming, or were you all just
like,
no, because
there was no car. I swear there was no car.
Oh, my God.
But she was always the one, like, my mom and I would, you know, if something happened in a restaurant, we would lose complete control laughing at whatever happened, and she would be so embarrassed by the fact we couldn't control ourselves. So it was just, like, one more time. And
so does she hold herself better under pressure or under, like, terrifying moments, or she outbursts but in a different way than you and your mom do?
No, she just is much more controlled. Like, she'll lose, every once in a while, she'll lose control hysterically, like, laughing, but it's in a safer environment. My mom and I just let it go. Full inappropriate. Whenever it needs to happen, it just comes out. And Linz, I hope when it comes to picking the love of your life and marriage, you will be even better than me as well. Because if you are, you are both luckier than most will ever know.
So that's what they dug.
Which was supposed to be sweet.
Which was supposed to mean, like, I picked really, really good.
Yep, so if you can do even better than me at that. Well, there was a lot of commentary about the picking your love of your life where they thought I was throwing Duncan under the bus.
Yeah.
Because I paused at, like, the wrong time when I was reading it, and it sounded like...
They told you that after? They thought you threw Duncan under the bus?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
I think some of Lindsay's friends thought when I said, I hope when it comes to picking the love of your life and marriage, you'll be... I don't know if
more
I said even better
me.
Or if I just said be better than me.
Oh, like, God, I hope you do better than
me.
Duncan's like, thanks, babe. That was, okay.
And afterwards, I was like, I probably could have said that a little better if I thought about it more, but I knew what I was trying to say. And there was, yeah, so a lot of people.
I might have been a slip, Sarah.
I know.
It will be better.
I made up for it later, though.
How did you make up for it?
In the speech.
Oh, I thought you meant that night with Duncan. I'm like, you guys did disappear for a little while.
No, in the speech.
Okay.
But just in case, I do have one piece of advice for you. Stand by each other like you have already done so many times before for us.
Stand by each other. What?
So, Duncan, I had a lot of pressure on me for writing the speech because Duncan has done a few best man speeches, and he is an excellent speechwriter.
Oh.
A little unfairly so because he does it for work.
Yes.
Not necessarily speechwriting, but he schmoozes people.
He's charismatic.
Yes. Stephanie, you met our family with our imperfectly kept house, with toys and dirty fingerprints, and still stood by us. You listened to our unbending Christmas visitation demands and traditions, and still stood by all of us.
Okay, so let's talk about the imperfectly kept house and how she stood by you. Why is that so important with Stephanie?
As you know, not only is she anal, but she's like OCD when it comes to cleanliness.
Impeccably.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when they come and they stay here, are you always, do you like try to scramble to clean up the house or are you kind of, you're like,
hey. I kind of am just like, you know what? It's our house. She loves our girls like they're her own and it's really their mess. So
yeah,
it's what it is.
Yeah. What is the unbending Christmas?
Oh, well, very early in their relationship, Lindsay said, there's one thing like I cannot compromise on, and that is Christmas.
She said that to Stephanie.
Yeah. So it was like, if you are gonna be with me, I get that you love to entertain, and they have an amazing. You saw all their friends, so they have such great friends that they do a big Thanksgiving celebration for. Not necessarily on Thanksgiving, but they love to get together and have dinner parties and everything. But she said Christmas is home with the girls. No exceptions. So that was kind of like, it was actually a like requirement. If you're not going to be okay with it, we're not going to be okay.
We might want to rethink this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lindsay, you have literally seen me at my absolute worst. And when the world has crushed almost every inch of my heart and soul, and still you stood by me. You not only stood by my side, you picked me up so I could stand again and stand by your side here today. That was a hard part.
Uh-huh. That's maybe tear marks.
It could be tear marks.
Yeah.
I took a big breath before that one. I think she did too.
I remember. She started crying.
Mm-hmm. She's a crier. Crying.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I didn't look at anyone else.
Yeah.
That was good. Purposely.
Because it was for her.
Yeah.
To her. Do you want to elaborate on this?
Sure. So 3.5 years ago, I had my arteries dissected in my neck, which caused a couple strokes.
And how old were you?
I was 33.
So this is not an age where people
typically have strokes. The ripe old age of 33. Yeah. So I had just a 1-year-old, 3.5-year-old, and a 5-year-old at the time.
Wow, Dylan was 5.
Yeah, wow. So they were all in daycare.
Yeah.
So it was right before Christmas, and I had a couple strokes. And
Where were you?
At work.
You had them at work?
Had them at work, yeah.
Like in your, like at your desk?
It was kind of a progression between work and the center and back to work. Bailey had pink eye at the time, so I remember trying to put medicine in her eye and knowing I just needed to get out of her room before I passed out in her room.
Did you know what was happening with you?
God, no. I mean, because that's the last thing you think that's happening.
Did you just think you were sick?
I thought I was going to pass out. I figured I hadn't eaten enough or something. I'd been about to fire someone that day, so I thought maybe I was just, like, really worked up and stressed about that. And no, it was our Yankee swap at work. I mean, it was just like it was the last thing I had ever thought about. So yeah, ended up in the hospital for a while. And then...
Did you... So you were at work. Did somebody see something was wrong with you and, like, take you to the hospital?
My friend finally took me after... I felt weird. I tried to eat to see if that's what it was. And I still felt more and more weird. I kind of lost vision in one eye. Mm. Then I tried to call Duncan. And when I couldn't dial his phone number, I knew something was really wrong. Mm. But yeah, I was in the hospital till Christmas Eve. And then was home for a little while, back in the hospital. So that was the end of 2013. So 2014, just trying to recover. And then unfortunately found out as a surprise that in September that we were pregnant, which wasn't planned or recommended by the doctors for various reasons. The doctors had said my first three pregnancies were pretty much a miracle, and they didn't know how I'd survived or the girls had survived.
Because you had an illness that you were unaware of.
Right.
Which is?
It's a connective tissue disease, so they're not exactly sure. All the kind that they've identified, I don't have, so it's an undiagnosed connective tissue disease. So I don't have any of the named ones, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. But they know I have one. So they determined that it would be fatal to keep the pregnancy, so I had to terminate the pregnancy, mm-hmm. which... was the hardest part of the whole stroke experience. Mm-hmm. So she came, I think, a day after it happened, and then she stayed, and when I went in the second time, she was still here. Mm-hmm. I was out of work, and what was hardest was I couldn't lift any. I couldn't carry the girls. I had, like, a 5-pound weight limit for a while and then a 10-pound weight limit, so I couldn't even lift any of them. I couldn't carry them. Mm-hmm. So Gracie being one.
What? Oh, gosh. Right.
And I was still breastfeeding when I went into the hospital. She was walking. She had a cast when I went in because she had just fallen down the stairs and broken her arm. Yeah, so I had this little baby with a broken arm who was breastfeeding, that all of a sudden I couldn't eat. I wasn't allowed to breastfeed. So it was like, it was ripping every...
You had to stop breastfeeding her right away?
Mm-hmm, cold turkey. It was awful.
Oh, Sarah.
It was probably tougher on me to watch that than it really was on her.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the girls needed a lot.
Yeah. That's what I think that they're so, I see that bond with them and Lindsay, like, huge. And yeah. Your mom.
Yep.
And your mom.
Oh, yeah. But my sister was one of the people that, with no, you know, prior knowledge of any babiness or momness, was just,
right.
Yeah, seemed to know what would hurt and when I needed support and how to be the one to be the support for me, and was just amazing and continues to be that, like, just knows that even though it's not talked about, that she knows how hard it was, mm-hmm. and that it never goes away. So almost 11 years ago, one hate girl was lost to the most wonderful man. That's where I made up.
There's where you made up for it.
Like, any question?
Popping the collar, like, here I am.
Today I could not be happier to have you, Stephanie, take that slot.
So,
because she took Lindsay's last name.
Oh.
So
I
moved out of the Hague slot when I lost my name to
Duncan,
and now Stephanie is a Hague. Because my brother is married, but yes. Nikki kept her last name.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, I keep hitting the table, sorry.
I know, she's hitting the table.
This last year has been so fun. All the details, talking hair, dresses, colors, flowers, and fuzzy blankets. Without totally offending you, Linz, Stephanie, you're like the sister I never had.
I love this part. I love this part. I was cracking up.
It was another. I warned Lindsay. I said, just so you know, when I offend you, I don't mean to offend you.
Yeah. It was so good. Okay. You did the invitation. So, Sarah, what is your Etsy?
SHRH Designs. So it's...
What's the middle H for?
Hague. So it was a big joke that if I kept Hague, I could be Her Royal Highness. just to be annoying and to be Sarah, Her Royal Highness. Yeah. So it's SHRH and then Designs.
And that's on
with
Etsy.
With an S. On Etsy. And yeah, Etsy and Instagram is a lot of more of the custom stuff I've done.
So you do handmade.
Custom invitations.
Announcements. Even just like adornments for like, you did that baby shower.
Yeah, I've done a full baby shower. So from centerpieces to like thank you tags and table numbers. I did all their signs at the wedding. So all the signs. All the Pinterest worthy wood signs. Yeah, that
was such a Pinterest wedding.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
Banners.
All kinds of stuff. So if you have any idea and you want something done, Sarah can just like.
Yeah, I love the custom side of things.
Yeah.
And just creating from there. I'm doing a mariachi party right now in Spanish. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you need to look at the Spanish for me.
Yeah, I'll check that out. Check it out. SHRH Designs.
As all of you who are here know, we are lucky to be loved by these two. They love hard and are beyond loyal to their friends and family. And they throw a mean party.
Now, their wedding was small.
Very small, yeah.
They had 50-ish guests.
Yep.
So.
And I actually got to meet, I hadn't met most of the people before outside of.
Her Georgia crew? Her Atlanta crew?
I'd met actually more of the Atlanta crew than I had like the New England crew from back in the day. But mostly I had met them over Facebook. So I like knew faces and we'd kind of known each other through photos. Mm-hmm. But I got to meet everybody because it was a long weekend wedding. So
yeah,
I met most people the night before the wedding. Yeah. And now to end with a more eloquent author's words. We hope you have a lovely day. Your marriage is one of the best. Lindsay, you are good for Stephanie. And Stephanie, you are great for Lindsay. I am happy to be your sister, Lindsay. And Stephanie, I'm also happy to be your sister-in-law. So please raise your glasses to Lindsay and Stephanie.
Okay, who's the author?
My oldest daughter, Dylan.
Okay, tell how she wrote this.
So she was begging and begging for me to play with her during her last week of school. It was one of those weekends where we had 8 million things. She had a soccer tournament. I was prepping for PTO stuff where teachers and the principal were retiring. We were doing teacher gifts. We were packing. I was finishing up my speech and other wedding things that were on the list because Lindsay sent me a very detailed list of everything I needed to get done. So it was just very busy. And so I kept saying to her, Dill, I don't have time right now. I'm sorry. I have things to do. And she said, well, what can I do? And I said, well, you can write my maid of honor speech.
Not thinking she would actually do it.
Right. And she said, okay, I'm going to write it. So she wrote it.
And she, how old?
She is 8 and a half.
And Stephanie, you are great for Lindsay.
I love that she changed that. She changed that.
So Lindsay, you're good for Stephanie, but Stephanie, you are great for Lindsay. Did she write the please raise your glasses?
She didn't. That was actually the one thing Duncan was like, you forgot that part.
Yeah, you have to do that.
Yep.
Because a lot of people forget.
Yeah.
And then like I make sure they've got, you know, glasses on their hands and they're just like, okay, thanks guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody's waiting for you to say cheers.
And it was so funny because you know how nervous I was. I kept saying, I just need another drink. I just need another drink.
Let's go.
And Lindsay was like, people are drinking the champagne. Uh-huh. You got to do it.
Uh-huh. You know what I was thinking? We should call Lindsay really quick.
We should do it.
Let's call her. Okay, let's call Lindsay. She has no idea we're calling her.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a game show.
What day is it?
Wednesday.
Is she home? We'll see.
Hello? What's going on?
We're talking. It's me and Michelle.
Hi!
Hi!
I miss you!
I miss you!
We're doing our podcast.
We just...
Oh, yeah?
So we just read through, like, Sarah's toast and, like, broke it down. And we've been talking a lot about you. We've been talking a lot of smack.
Yep. Now everybody knows why you scream like a monster.
Oh, jeez. That's the story you have to tell?
It was in the speech.
nobody knew the story that night.
Now they will. Now they will.
Oh, nice.
So I wanted to ask you, because I'm recording right now, by the way. Is that okay?
Sure.
So I wanted to ask you how you felt. Obviously, wait a minute. I didn't even ask you. Can you talk right now?
Yeah.
Okay. You're like, I've got a client in front of me. I'm actually in court, but don't worry about it. Guys, take five. Just kind of like how you felt with her toes. Like, do you remember it? Like, do you remember what parts? I mean.
Well, I thought it was super sweet. And it did make me cry. Because Sarah and I have been through a lot. I cry again.
Yeah.
Don't.
I love that she got the sister she always wanted.
I know.
I think that's amazing that she feels that way about Stephanie.
I think I said the sister I never, just for the record, I think I said the sister I never had, not that I always wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough. But I love that you feel that way about Stephanie.
I do.
Like, that means the world to me.
I do.
And Sarah talked about, you know, the stroke and the complications she had and how you were here. And I feel, and I want to say that, like, I see you with the girls, and I see that bond you have, and I feel like that was very much because of...
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't give it up for the world. I hate that it happened, but I wouldn't give it up for the world.
Yeah.
Because it did bring us all closer, and I did get to be there at that time. I mean, I dropped everything. I think I was there for, what, 3 weeks, Sarah?
Yeah. I wouldn't say it was the best 3 weeks of my life, but it...
No, certainly not, but the end result being positive,
yes,
it was a great time for our family to come together.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it did bring me very close to the girls, and I think we have a special bond because of that.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Is Steph at work?
Yeah, okay. She's at work. I am I'm prepping dinner.
Nice.
That's what I do. True to my vows.
Good wife you are.
All right. Well, give her my love, and I'll be in touch soon. And
all right. Sounds great. Thank you.
Bye, Lance.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I told you she'd be mad about the yell.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, thank you for being on my show.
Anytime.
If you want to get in touch with us, ask any questions, you can tweet us at TBWP Podcast, or we're on Facebook at The Big Wedding Planning Podcast. Our email is TheBigWeddingPlanningPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much, and happy planning. Bye.